Hello and welcome to LMS Radio. I hope you're doing well. My name is Gina and how are you today? Bonjour, comment vous? Name me Adi Gina. Well, how are you today? We're continuing with the revelating case of you know who? Johnny Depp and his beautiful houses. Well, did you know that Johnny Depp has a property portfolio of $100 million? Well, so what does he actually have? He's got 5 houses in Beverly Hills worth at least $19 million. All are penthouses, good taste. He had these houses when he was married to Amber Heard. She doesn't know how lucky she is. They lived in one house, while the other houses were occupied by their relatives. They were put up for sale in 2016. One of the penthouses has a swimming pool. You know, you have a house, a penthouse, and there's a swimming pool on top of the roof? My goodness. Right. In a rare video for Hello magazine, Mr. Depp is seen playing the guitar in one of his houses in Beverly Hills, next to a piano and photos on the wall. So, the first house is a horse farm in Kentucky. He bought it for $950,000. Ooh, it was purchased in 1995 and he sold it in the year 2000. He purchased it again for $2 million. And he bequeathed this house to his late mother. The next expensive house he had was in France when he was married to, Vanessa Paradis. Now, this is from Hello magazine. Johnny and Vanessa Paradis had their own French village. During his relationship with Vanessa Paradis, Johnny Depp purchased an entire French village in the Côte d'Azur area. Well, my French is not that good. The 19th century hamlet had its own restaurant and a village church, a main house and guest house with 15 bedrooms, 15, and 14 bathrooms, 14 bathrooms. What do you need a house with 14 bathrooms for? 2 swimming pools, a park for his son, Jack, a park for his son. You know, the son actually had his own park. He's lucky. Was sold for $55 million, but it failed to attract any buyers in 2015-2016. That's when he put it up for sale. Lucky man, lucky wives. Blimey. Amber Heard had the house in Beverly Hills, Vanessa Paradis, the house in France. Oh, I'll just put the music up. LMS Radio, my name is Gina, and how are you today? We're continuing with the fascinating story of Johnny Depp and his properties. Did you know that Johnny Depp had a luxury yacht measuring 150 feet? And this is again from the Hello magazine. Johnny showed his sentimental side when he named his incredible 150-foot luxury yacht after the name of his first wife, Vanessa, Johnny, Lily Rose, and his son, Jack. The boat reportedly cost $350,000 a month to maintain. He later sold it to the author, J.K. Rowling, you know, this woman who is the rest of Harry Potter films, in 2016. I had no idea that J.K. Rowling owns a yacht. Well, you're learning things every day. The next is, he had a private island. Now, this is the private island that he got married in with Amber Heard. Now, the private island cost $5.35 million in the Bahamas. So, again, this is for Hello magazine. Along with his own village, Johnny also owns a private island in the Bahamas, where he hosted his second wedding with Amber Heard, 2015. The 45-acre three island atoll is known as Little Halls Pond Cay and was bought by Johnny for £3.8 million. And he also said that although it is less likely to be worth anything now. I wonder why that is. Maybe it's because he married this lady and all this going on is there, maybe. So this is the amazing Johnny Depp, his homes, which he shared with all these women that he had been married to. And you see the life of all these fabulous people, amazing houses, the way they live is completely different to the way we all live. I mean, imagine, he had 5 houses in Beverly Hills. Not one, not two, not three, not four, but 5. My goodness. Total value, $19.1 million. My goodness. Incredible to know that somebody can have 5 houses in a place like Beverly Hills, California. You know how expensive Beverly Hills is. But it's also the amount of money these people are earning to afford such luxury compared to most people who live in California. This is a fascinating world. Well, you know, these are superstars. It's incredible. I'll just take a break. and welcome to LMS Radio. My name is Jean, and how are you today? Well, many thanks to so many of you listeners, and many thanks to listeners listening from New York, Pennsylvania, California, Oklahoma, Virginia, Texas. Thank you so much, because you're all listening on Podbean, Google Chrome, Spotify, Firefox, Samsung Podcasts, Microsoft Edge, TuneIn, Google, and Safari. Thank you all so much for listening. So this is the fascinating case, of Johnny Depp's homes. He has so many. Now, the total worth of his homes. Now, let me just see. I've got it down here somewhere. It's $100 million, his property portfolio. Well, that's not bad. You know, Johnny Depp has been an actor for 40 years, and he has managed to acquire, what he has done very cleverly, he has invested in homes, and he has managed to build a property portfolio of $100 million. Well, that's not bad. 40 years of acting, he saved his money. Lucky man, clever man, good instincts. He also had a house here in England, in Surrey. I don't know whether he still owns that house. So that's another, is that house number 6, number 10? But you know, this is a clever man compared to most actors who just spend their money. Johnny Depp has invested his money wisely. That's something that you have to know that this is a clever man. Whether he has a pension, you don't know, but he has invested his money wisely. Now, when I started on the Johnny Depp case, I think I mentioned that he owned a nightclub called the Viper Room in 2000, and I believe he put that up for sale as well. Now, when you look at how Johnny Depp is, he invests in property, which is solid, and he's making money from me. Even though he may win this case or he may lose this case, he has got money somewhere. You know, he can sell his homes, get the money. Is this Amber Heard? She's asking for $100 million. You know, it's very unlikely that this girl is... No, that's right. She's asking for $100 million. Now, it's very unlikely. Who's going to pay her this money? This is so much money. You know, when you're looking at it and you're saying, how is she going to get all this? $100 million is not easy money. And if she really believes that she's going to get it, that she's going to win the case, she's got something else coming. So you don't really know. Anyway, thanks so much. Thank you to all the listeners who are listening. I'll just take another break now. Magazine, and he had photographs that they took. And this house is very nice, you know, the house in Beverly Hills. There's a lot of land. It seems to be isolated. There's nobody there. But imagine having five houses in Beverly Hills. The house, you know, Hello Magazine had taken pictures. And when you look at all these pictures, I mean, the house isn't very big. You don't really know how many people are living there. But the house that he was in, he had all these things, you know, all on the paintings on the wall. He's got paintings everywhere. So he seems to be into art. And, you know, Amber Heard, the wife too, she said that she's into art as well, and she had canvas painting. So they all seem to be artists people, not just artists in the acting, but artists in painting. So she likes painting, he likes painting.
Thank you.
Hello and welcome to LMS Radio. My name is Jean and how are you today? Well, there are fascinating facts about Johnny Depp. Did you know that Johnny Depp is Queen of England's cousin? I didn't know. Apparently, he is the 20th cousin of Queen Elizabeth II. He was in a show called Who Do You Think You Are? And it revealed that Johnny Depp is royalty. Well, so it came down that his great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great- never knew that. Johnny Depp is the cousin of the Queen of England. He's the 20th cousin of the Queen of England. Well, I had no idea. I am learning things too. I hope you're learning as well. Welcome to LMS Radio. My name is Gina, and how are you today? It's Tuesday the 10th of May. Well, there's a fascinating story on Johnny Depp. I didn't know. I'm telling you, it's a surprise to me. He's the Queen of England's cousin. Wow! I didn't know that. I'm speechless. I mean, I'm speechless. I don't know what to say. Absolutely speechless. Well, thank you so much for listening. Oh, you know, I'm just gobsmacked. Well, I just put the music back on. I didn't know this. I'm just looking at it now. Just researching all this. And I discovered this right now. I'm just stunned. much for listening to LMS Radio. My name is Gina. Bye.